Hello, it's Tor, Midweek Extra. It's a brand new show coming at you to look a little bit more in-depth at the midweek games. We'll also have a quick chat about any matters pertaining to the weekend's Premier League game as well. But joined for the inaugural show by the very inaugural Josh Williams, Mo Stewart and Ian Salmon. I don't know what that means, I just liked it as a sentence.
I saw that on the agenda and I was like, what's he going to get?
Make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, Josh. I just liked it as a sentence.
Is it actually a word?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it must be.
It's the opposite of inaugural.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Like indifferent. Yeah. Oh. But it's just me messing about late at night, to be honest with you, when the kids have gone to bed and I'm feeling a bit giddy about it. But anyway, gentlemen, let's go. First of all, start with the team. I'll start with you, Ian. 11 changes. Is that what you were expecting?
I don't think I was expecting 11, but it was weirdly close to what I actually expected. I expected Kwanzaa to be in the side. I thought it was going to be Virgil with Quanta next to him and Gomez at right back. So I wasn't expecting Bajicic in the position he was in. I kind of half expected the midfield because it felt like a very UEFA Cup midfield. I'm still going to call it UEFA Cup. I don't care what it's called nowadays. as long as we're in it, it's the UEFA to me. So I expected that midfield. In my mind, it worked better than the version that I saw on the pitch. But that's what I expected. As the front line, I expected as well, because I'd seriously thought that Doak would start. So if you'd have asked me on Thursday morning, or any time in the past, any time before now, any time before last night, I think I'd have probably got about 7 of them right. I didn't expect the goalie.
Did you not?
No,
I think
didn't.
You'll go all the way through.
I think that now myself.
Through. Yeah.
But I really thought Alisson would start. I thought it'd be a strong team. I thought Nunes and Diaz were obvious because they didn't get the full game at the weekend.
Yeah, it's funny, Mo, isn't it? Because if you'd have asked me without thinking about it, how many changes do you reckon there'll be? I'd have gone like, oh, probably 5 or 6. Mm. But then when you actually run through them and you're like, you know, like Ian says, you think, well, it makes sense to start Diaz and Nunes because they don't. Oh, you want to see Ben Doken. Oh, well, Endo needs a game. And then Gravenberch, and then you're like, well, Elliot deserves a charter. And you just end up at 11 before you know it.